And that's all there is to it, huh? You just forget it.
Nope.
Well, first of all,
you'd like to know where and when I was born and where I was born?
Oh, we get to that later. In your... Is this a house you built when you moved over here?
No, this house was here when I came here. I've only been here right at this place 14 years, but I've been 47 years within 5 mile radius of where I now live.
Oh.
Yeah.
In your house over in Gentry, or by Gentry, did you have a special room there in the big house where you could entertain guests?
Well, where you mean where I was raised?
Yeah.
Yes, we had a good sized house there.
What did you call that particular room?
Well, I guess we just call that a guest room, more than anything else. Now, I had one of these here recording outfits made over there one time when I was in Oklahoma. They come and hunted me up and wanted to make a record of my farming and one thing or another, and did. I don't know. What?
Well, there's nothing to them. I got a lot of fun out of this at first playing with it, talking to it, listening to myself. That gets pretty boring after a while. But it was only by doing that that I could learn how to use it. So I played with it and played with it and played with it. I still don't understand everything I can do with it. But at least I know a little bit about it. Well, what did you call this big room? You mentioned it was a guest room. Is that where you'd go take guests in to visit?
Well,
that's where they slept.
I don't know. It'd just be more like a big room like we have here. I don't know what you'd want to call that. Or what would you suggest?
Oh, I don't know. Well, what rooms did you have in your house?
We had about four or five rooms and upstairs, two.
And what rooms did you have downstairs?
Well, you mean what rooms?
What did you call them?
Oh, we called one the front room, one the kitchen, and one the dining room. I guess that'd be about it. Living room, maybe.
Was that the same as the front room?
Yes.
Did it have a parlor?
Well, I think so. Sometimes that would be called a parlor, yeah. That's right. See, that's been a long years back.
Oh, it has, hasn't it? They never call that a parlor anymore, do they?
No, I don't think they ever use them as a parlor anymore like they used to when I was a young fella.
How did you heat your house?
We had the wood all together. We had to, part of the time, we had a fireplace, old-fashioned chimney. And then finally we did away with that, used the stove, tore that down, or maybe built another house or something, I forget now. But anyway, we finally wound up using wood stoves. We first used the old-fashioned chimneys.
You mentioned the fireplace. Was that the same as a chimney?
Yes. We called it a fireplace, so they do, I think, even to today. The fire you put it in, or your wood in, you know, from the room, and then it heats your room, and of course it's built, most of them, at that time, was built on the outside of the house, but the fireplace part, you know, of course, was inside the house.
Did you just put your wood right in there on the bottom of the fireplace?
We had what we call dog arms. See, it'd be set down here like this, and then the wood would lay across here, you know. And I would get a big old black stick and put it on the back, you know, to do 24 hours maybe, and throw the heat out, you know, and that's when we was children at home, and way back, you know, that's been 60, 65 years ago, see.
It's sure nice to get up on a cold morning.
And that cold's all there, you know, right around there.
You mentioned dog irons, now, what did they stand on?
They was made...